The following are real recordings of Mal Sharp and James P. Coyle on the streets of early 1960s San Francisco.
This is Mal Sharp in downtown San Francisco speaking for KGO Radio. There have been a number of reports lodged with the authorities here in the city during the Christmas rush that one of the downtown merchants is using two of his nephews in a rather bizarre manner. The gentleman's name is Mr. Pando Kuzan. He runs a custom shirt store here in the city. In other words, he manufactures himself custom men's shirts. I have him with me. Mr. Kuzan, what have the reports been in regard to your store? Exactly what are you doing with these two young fellows? But before we get to that, first of all, I want to introduce you to a gentleman I've stopped on the street. Your name, sir?
Dold, Carl Dold.
The first name?
Carl.
Carl. Carl, I'd like you to meet Mr. Kuzan.
Glad to meet you, Carl. Glad to meet you. Are you visiting our city?
No, I'm working here downtown.
Mr. Kuzan, would you explain to Carl exactly why complaints have been lodged against your custom shirt store?
I will. What I am doing is what many other merchants do. Merchants will dress up their windows, will, during the Christmas season, will put extra gimmicks on display, electrical gimmicks, movable gimmicks, this sort of thing. What I'm doing, I'm trying to bring people into my store, and I'm using a gimmick, and I'll tell you what it is. These two boys have an unusual capacity. They have an unusual quality. Very briefly, they can swallow rocks without it damaging themselves. I have the two boys in the store. I've announced that they're going to be in the store. They actually appear in the store window. Rocks are placed in their mouths, and they swallow the rocks. People have complained that this is brutal, that this is wrong. I don't feel it is. That's the basis of it. I'm trying to get customers in the store. I will admit this.
Do you think this is at all cruel of this man to use children in this manner?
I'm not sure. I think this is first a medical question. I think a doctor's opinion should be asked if this really is harmful or not.
They should ask what? What should a doctor be asked?
If swallowing these rocks is harmful to the children or not. If it's not harmful, why, I don't see anything against it.
Yes. What do you think that swallowing rocks could do to a child?
It could hurt their throats or their stomachs or some other vital organs, and I just wouldn't know about it, how much it could hurt them.
Just to demonstrate this, I would like, and it will just take a minute if I could find one very quickly, if you'll give me a minute, I would like to show you that it doesn't cause any physical damage. I would like to do it now.
You're going to have one of these boys swallow a rock on the street?
I would like to, yes. They do it all day. I mean, they've been doing it for 5.5 years, once a year, over a two-week period, and it does not harm them. May I show you?
Well, just one thing. First of all, the station cannot be responsible if any damage is incurred here in the street. In other words,
right,
if an ambulance or any doctor has to be summoned...
It won't happen.
This is at your own expense.
Right. I will get a rock. I'll be right with you.
Okay, fine. Now, you two boys, you have been working for your uncle for how long? What's your name, young fellow?
Ron.
Ron, how long have you been working for your uncle?
Oh, approximately 2 years.
And how many rocks do you think you've swallowed during that time?
I don't know. I average about 100 rocks a day.
And the other little fellow, your name?
Andy.
And how many rocks do you think you've swallowed during this time?
Well, about 50.
50. And as you can see, sir, the boys do look healthy, don't they?
Well, they do, from the outside at least.
I've got two rocks. I would like to, you see what this is?
It appears it's a rock.
Right.
It is a rock. Where did you find the rock, if I could ask you?
Right in this area.
Okay.
Now, what I would like to do is just show you exactly what happens. It's very simple. I would like to actually just feed the rock to the boy, just like that. Would you swallow the rock?
Just a minute. Now, sir, what's wrong? Do you have a question in mind?
I don't know. I wouldn't like to have part of this. That rock seems very big to me, and it seems to be a little dirty, too.
What's dirty?
The rock.
No, it isn't dirty. That isn't a factor. The body processes cleanse things that go...
Isn't it from the street somewhere here?
Yes, it is.
And you think the rock is clean to swallow?
Go ahead.
Bacteria?
Let's take a chance. Go ahead, Ronnie.
The station is waving anything in regard to this. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ronnie. Swallow it.
Now, what is he doing now, sir?
He's chewing on it.
Right. He's going to swallow it. A special internal body process that enables him to swallow rocks. I'm making a buck on it, right? Is it wrong?
I guess so. Yes.
Is it wrong?
Well, I can't decide on it. It really should be brought up to a medical doctor.
Right. And what is it you're seeing here?
I see him swallowing a rock.
Right. Now he's finished it, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah.
Have you finished it, Ronald?
Yes, I finished the rock.
And let us ask you, you've done this for a period of 5.5 years with your brother. Do you yourself feel any after effects? I mean, right now, for instance, how do you feel?
I feel just the same as I did before I chewed the rock.
Say, I have a question about this, something I'd like to get clear up in my mind. I have never thought about this before in my own mind. Would it be possible for a person like myself or yourself, Mr. Kozan, or even this gentleman, who Carl, who's standing with us on the street, to consume a rock?
Definitely. I would suggest that a person would try it and would find that it isn't quite so dangerous.
Could we do that? Could you find another rock on the street?
I have another rock. I got one for the other boy.
All right, Carl, could we ask you just yourself to try one of these rocks? I think it would clear it up for our listeners whether this is something that can be done without bringing harm to a child or to an adult, and that the complaints lodged against Mr. Kozan would stop.
Would you? As a demonstration?
No, I wouldn't.
What are we asking you to do?
To swallow the rock.
Which rock?
This one you have in your hand.
Would you swallow it now?
No.
If I swallow a rock, will you swallow one?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Would you put it in your mouth for a few moments?
Yes, I would. Okay, I would.
Okay, go ahead. Put it in your mouth. Now, Carl, you've put the rock in your mouth, and you're going to swallow it.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
I see now.
It's what do you say?
It's a candy.
You're a good sport.
It's a pretty good one, too.
We're with KGO. We're with a radio station. We go out and we just tell people wild stories of the city, and just all for fun. Oh. And these two boys came onto the street with us today.
They're friends of ours, and they're not really swallowing rocks. It's all in humor.
I'm glad I wasn't all for it.
Did you really? Of course you thought they were rocks. And did you really think it was a pretty horrible thing to have the boys swallowing rocks in my store?
I have heard that people can swallow things, so as I said, if the doctors don't have anything against it, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't think it is terrible to ask them if they can do it safely.
But it still probably conjured up a rather unsavory picture in your mind, weird picture.
Frankly, I wouldn't see a way how to make a buck out of it.
The Coyle and Sharp podcast is produced by me, Jesse Thorne, for MaximumFun.org from tapes archived by Mal and Jennifer Sharp. You can find Coyle and Sharp online at coileandsharp.com, where you can buy These Two Men Are Imposters, the CD-DVD box set of Coyle and Sharp recordings, produced by Mal Sharp himself.